This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
The state fair is coming up rapidly. It begins a week from Thursday. And, of course, CCO Radio will be there. We're on Carnes, just down the hill from Ye Olde Mill, across from the French Meadow, next to Sweet Martha's Cookie Jar. We can see Mancini's right across the street. We invite you to stop by and say hello. Of course, starting a week from Thursday and continuing through Labor Day, the Great Minnesota Get Together, and joining us, Maria Hayden, spokesperson for the fair. Maria, good to visit with you.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, are you ready?
We're in the home stretch, so we'll be ready by August 24th.
Yeah, it is amazing. It's coming up really fast. And the fair really starts to come to life about now. I know there's been a lot of work during the off season, if you will, but there's a lot of other big events on the fairgrounds. Back to the 50s comes to mind. So people are very familiar, and it's a big draw. But, you know, in this final 10 days or so, there's a lot of work to be done and vendors getting set up, et cetera. It is a beehive of activity, I'm sure.
It certainly is. We had the fairgrounds closed to the public on August 7th. So since then, we've had vendors moving in. We've got all sorts of trailers on the ground, people setting their booths up. So you can really feel the energy when you're on the grounds now. I think everyone's just really excited to be getting those final touches done for August 24th.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events that people anticipate, things like the new foods, and we learn about the grandstand. And before we get into some of that stuff, what about some of the other new amenities, if you will? Because that's a big part of the fair experience. I remember not that many years ago, the transit hub, as it's referred to, was moved to the northwest part of the fairgrounds, or west to the grandstand. That was a great addition to the state fair.
Yeah, this year we're really excited to be able to have some of our big capital maintenance projects in resuming. So this year, the most probably noticeable difference on the grounds for guests who are coming in through Gate 9, which is on Como Avenue, is that we've completely redone that gate. So it's making for a wider, more welcoming, more accessible environment for guests coming from the south part of the fairgrounds.
Okay, and that's where, for instance, the accessible parking is, et cetera. So if people come in and they have, say, a wheelchair van, et cetera, that's been redone, correct?
Yep. So Gate 9 is our loop gate. Okay. It's where drop-offs and Metro Mobility drop-off happens. So being able to invest in that part of the fairgrounds and make that entrance improved this year, we think will really strengthen that experience for guests who need accessibility considerations when coming to the fair.
Now, the water ride wasn't in service. I understand that where the water ride was is kind of been utilized to expand that entrance. Is that correct?
Correct. So there's nothing really per se new where the water ride used to be, but that area where it has been utilized to try and make that entrance just a lot more welcoming and look a lot more nice, really. When guests enter the grounds, it'll feel a little bit more like they're coming into a very intentional, welcoming space.
Yeah, and that's a very busy spot because I know there's scooter rentals there, and it's right at the entrance to the Miracle of Birth, so it is a busy spot.
Correct, yeah, right by Miracle of Birth. So now people who want to maybe make that their stop for their first stop on the grounds will be able to have that new Gate 9 experience. And we've actually moved our Gate 6 bike lot over to Gate 9 and expanded it as well. So those who bike to the fair will be able to enjoy that experience as well.
Oh, outstanding. Maria Hayden joining us from the State Fair on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Steve Thompson in for Geraldine Steele tonight. Jonathan Lowe is our producer. Maria, what are some other new ads beyond the food and grandstand, et cetera, that people should be on the lookout for?
We've got a lot of exciting new stuff this year. A couple of the kind of marquee new attractions are in our North End Event Center, which was just built in 2019. Each year we have a rotating exhibit, really a museum quality exhibit that comes into that space and is free with fair admission. This year it is the Sweet and Selfie Experience. So it'll be both educational and a great spot for pictures. People will be able to go and experience knowledge about the history of candy making and then also get some great photos with some whimsical big photo ops. So we're excited to see how that turns out. It, like I said, it'll be kind of a one-year rotation for this space. So we're excited to have something new coming into there again.
Oh, outstanding. Anything people should remember when they're coming out to the fair, the do's and don'ts, what can't you bring onto the grounds, et cetera? Has any of that changed? I know there's a lot of regulars, and most of us are familiar with the rules to get on the fairgrounds, but anything to remind folks when they're coming to the fair, do not bring, don't bother.
No really major changes this year. I'd say that if people are interested in checking out what our allowed and prohibited items are, they can go onto our website, and we've got a big FAQ page about arriving at the fairgrounds, knowing what to bring. If they're going into a grandstand show, I know that's always a question, too, if you're going to concerts, what you can bring. So if there are any updates, they'll be posted on that page. But as of now, if people want to check it out and see, just to prepare ahead of time, we've got all that information on our website, mnstatefair.org.
All right. Let's get into some of the other things. One of the biggies, the new foods, those are rolled out. There's a lot of press and a lot of coverage of that. Are there any items in particular that stand out to you or gaining a lot of attention?
Well, every year there are a couple that kind of divide people. They either really, really want to try it, or they're like, that's maybe not for me. The one that I've heard maybe the most conversation, I think, about this year has been the crispy lutefisk steam bun from Shanghai Henry's. So it's a steamed lotus bun. It's filled with a blend of cabbage, carrot, cilantro, yum yum sauce, and then Olsen Fish Company lutefisk. So I think that one will be one of those I'm really excited to try it, or maybe not for me kind of things this year, but I think people will be lining up and ready to see what they think the first day.
Yeah, and there are people that are very experimental. I know my two daughters, when we plan our fair visit, is I want to try this and I want to try that. Where me, I'm a traditionalist, and I was born in St. Paul, and for the first 9 years of my life lived just on the other side of Como Park on Maryland Avenue, so really
close
to the State Fair. So
yeah.
Very close, grew up very close to the State Fair. And I'm kind of a Prono Pup mini donut, Dairy Barn shake kind of guy. I like the oldies but the goodies. I don't stray too often from the main roads. I'm not very experimental.
Well, they're classics for a reason, because they're great and everyone loves them. I think the great thing about the new foods list is it's pretty expansive. So if you are looking for maybe one thing to try outside of your comfort zone, you've got a lot of different options to choose from.
For sure. And always a great selection of new beverages to try as well on the fairgrounds. What about the grandstand entertainment? You know, the grandstand is the anchor of the fairgrounds, if you will. And what I love about it is I know it's been remodeled and it's been updated and so on and so forth, but the look is something that I remember ever since I was a little kid. And there's certain things on the grounds that are just like, yep, the space tower. I remember that. The sky ride, the giant slide, the grandstand. And of course, grandstand entertainment has been a big part of the fair forever and ever and ever, and there's some great acts this year.
Yeah, we have a really exciting lineup of different varieties of music coming to the grandstand this year. So we open up with the Black Keys Dropout Boogie Tour, which I know is a very exciting one for a lot of guests. And then we also have Keith Urban bringing some country to the grandstand this year. And then we've got Boyz II Men and Chaka Khan the next night. And then we actually wrap up the fair with Blippi, the Wonderful World Tour on Kids Day. So when I say a very diverse lineup of different acts coming to the grandstand, I really mean there's something for everyone, from Black Keys fans to small families who maybe have Blippi on in the background of their houses quite often. So we're really excited to have that lineup coming to the fair this year.
Yeah, and are tickets available yet for all the shows, or are some sold out, or is it just check the website kind of thing?
Yeah, so our website is probably the best place to go if you're interested in a specific show. There are about 5 shows that have extremely limited availability as of now, okay. So either obstructed seating or no tickets currently available. But you can always come and check the day of the show to maybe see if any tickets open up. Or if you're interested in just looking at our whole lineup, our website's a really great place to go, and that'll have the current status of every single show.
Yeah, and those that have issues with sometimes loud noises, bright lights, the Minnesota State Fair has a day set aside that'll be sensitive to people with some of those issues.
Yeah, this year we're hosting our first sensory-friendly morning at the Mighty Midway in Kidway. So we're hoping that this will be a great experience for guests who want to experience the fun of the rides and the games at the Midway in Kidway, but with reduced light brightness and sound volume. So we're hoping it will be a little bit more of a calm experience for guests who are seeking that. And that will be on Monday, August 28th, from 9 to 11 in the Kidway and 10 to noon in the Midway.
All right. And once again, details on that sensory-friendly morning on the Mighty Midway available at the website. Some of the particulars, again, admission tickets, can you get those in advance?
You certainly can, and we encourage people to do so because you will save a little bit of money. Yeah. You can currently get pre-fair discount tickets for just $15. You can either get those at your local Metro Cub Foods area, several locations in greater Minnesota, on our website, at our ticket office. So we encourage people to buy now, and don't wait until you're at the gate and you can save a little bit of money.
And a big feature as well, park and ride. Be sure to take advantage of that as well. And that's another one where you want to check the website, depending on what day you go out to the fair, on the availability of parking. But the park and ride is a wonderful way to get to the state fairgrounds.
Certainly. We're very proud to offer our park and ride service. We're able to provide a little bit more than 30 different locations around the fairgrounds for completely free for people to ride. So people are able to come to those lots. Like you said, some are only open Monday through Friday. Some are weekends only. So just make sure if you're planning in advance to check which lot you'd like to go to. But you can go ahead and park at one of those lots, ride to the fair completely for free. Don't worry about paying for parking. So we encourage people to use that service as well.
All right. Well, pleasure to visit with you. And I suppose for you, the state fair is just a whirlwind, long hours during the 12 days of the fair.
It definitely is, but we like to say it's what we work for all year. We're at the fairgrounds working to put on this 12 days, so once it comes, it's just, like you said, a whirlwind, and it's always exciting to open the gates and have people excited to come see what we've been putting on. So we can't wait.
It is coming up fast. Maria Hayden from the State Fair, thanks so much, and have a good evening.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.